entering your sacred heart. The sacred place of your heart is the source of creation. The heart is the key to everything. The heart is older than the body and the brain. There are many secrets inside of your heart for you to remember. There is a tiny space within the heart where creation takes place. The heart is a torus and exists within a toroidal field. The toroidal field represents the infinity sign or loop, which is also representative of balancing the two halves of your brain. In the heart is a world without fear. There is a vibration within the heart that is the Om to the universe. As we connect with our sacred heart, we suggest a unity breath meditation. This meditation will connect you to your divine mother and your divine father, balancing the energies and connecting you to your personal sacred heart space. In this meditation, we suggest a grounding as we send our light deep into the heart of our Mother Earth, opening the soles of our feet and allowing our souls to connect to Mother Earth's soul. Sending our light into the earth and allowing Mother Gaia to send her love back up to you. Allowing this energy to flow freely through our systems, placing a ball of our mother's love in our sacred heart. And now, opening our heart, our throat, and our crown chakra, connecting to the infinite wisdom of Father Sun, sending our light up into the cosmos, connecting with our Creator. Feel the love of Creator as Spirit answers your call and floods you with the energy of your source. This is the place of infinite possibilities and all-encompassing love. Allow the energy and flow of love to fill you. And now place a ball representing Father Sun, source energy into your heart next to that ball of Mother Earth. Allow yourself to experience this energy now, running vertically in two directions as it flows into your being. This balanced energy that you are receiving from your mother and your father will now allow you to enter your sacred heart. This expanded and balanced love energy that you have created in your heart is where the highest creations take place. And now, allow your energy to expand out into the universe to connect with the infinite intelligence of all of creation, honoring the divinity within you. And now, ask that the energy of the cosmos returns to you, magnified. And now, we're going to journey into the inner sanctum of your heart. There is a vortex there, and it will pull you into a tunnel, into the outer sacred space of your heart. Feel the vibration of your heart in concert with the divine, and know that this is the place that you want to create your life from. We will now provide two exercises to assist you in entering your sacred heart. Allow your consciousness to center and to be within your brain, pineal and third eye area. And now send your consciousness out of the back of your head, entering your body between your shoulder blades, going directly into your heart chamber. Allow yourself to feel this arc of energy and practice navigating this several times, experiencing the energy of your consciousness moving from your mind through the arc between your shoulder blades and into your heart. And now, allow yourself to try a second modality for entering your sacred heart. Once again, center your consciousness in your brain, pineal, and third eye area. And now allow yourself to take the elevator down from your brain into your heart and walk directly into your heart chamber. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Open the elevator door and walk into your sacred heart chamber. Ask your Creator to let there be light within your heart. Within this chamber of the heart are your Akashic records and your intentions for coming to Earth in this incarnation. All of your personal information exists here. From here, you can remember that you are your best teacher, and you know your own inner truth. The vibrational increase is magnified as you are centering now in your heart. And now, we are going to ask you to go into an inner chamber of your heart. This inner sanctum of your heart to your most special and sacred place. Explore finding the opening now to the inner sanctum of your heart. Perhaps you will be led down a hallway. Perhaps you will be guided to open a door. Perhaps you will enter a temple. Or perhaps you will trust your guidance and you will just be seated and allow a vision to present itself to you. The inner sanctum, the still small space of your heart, is 0 point. The origin of creation is within you, and your heart contains the original instructions for your life. Go deeper now into the still small space of your heart, the Holy of Holies. This is your most sacred and special place that holds the highest vibration you can emanate and sustain as a physical being of light. Go into your center of consciousness now. Here you will find that all of the universe is available to you. Within the inner sanctum of your heart, you can access all of the wisdom of the quantum universe. And here, all time and no time exist simultaneously. As you practice these meditations and techniques, you will note that a vibrational increase will occur each time. Eventually, it will be easy to enter your sacred heart, and perhaps your heart will be a permanent place for your consciousness to reside. This opportunity will release the need for your brain or mind to try to be the controlling organ or force in your life. When you begin to consciously live within your heart, you will find that you are no longer participating in duality. You will live within the center of your being, and you will release polarity. You will begin to live in a pure vibration that transcends right or wrong or judgment. Your thoughts and feelings will emanate from the sacred place of the heart, and you will create and manifest very quickly in third-dimensional reality. Our suggestions are to practice moving back and forth from the brain area to the heart every day, feeling the difference in vibration. And then practice moving from the sacred space of your heart into the inner sanctum of your heart. We suggest you consciously navigate from time to time back into your pineal, and then drop down in the elevator, or arc your consciousness back into the heart through your shoulder blades. Begin to sense and know when you are in your heart, and then begin tracking how much time each day are you living and creating from your sacred heart. Whatever you are dreaming in your sacred heart space becomes your reality. In retrieving and creating mastery in your life, we encourage you to work with automatic writing, and perhaps you will want to begin to record your intentions and feelings. Also, we suggest you experiment with keeping a daily journal of your thoughts and intentions. Access your mastery by asking yourself, from the sacred space of the heart, what are my special and unique gifts in this life? Who am I? Where am I from? And what am I here on earth to do? What have I chosen to do in this lifetime to create joy for myself? What can I choose in this lifetime that brings joy and harmony for others? How can I assist in creating unity consciousness in my own family? And how can I assist in creating unity consciousness in my community? How can I contribute to creating a peaceful world in which to live? How can I demonstrate what it is to be peaceful and balanced as a global citizen? We encourage you to explore living and creating from your sacred heart each and every day. It is an honor and a joy to have worked with you in this way. There is great love within your heart for each and every one of you. And now, as we move forward in time, embracing the increased vibration of the earth, the angels, the animals, and the dolphins, ask me to ask you to remember and implement 4 evolutionary principles of cosmic law that apply to all beings. Number 1, embrace the human purpose, therefore examining your true life purpose and why you chose to incarnate in the evolutionary spiral at this time. Number 2, at the core of every being, all have divine essence, which is goodness and love. Number 3, free will is an absolute and universal right on this planet. And number 4, all of natural life and its existence is sacred. So be it, and so it is. Blessings and namaste. I am Lori Rion.